place under the shadow of the arsh. It will be easy for him to walk on the bridge of Sirat. He will easily go to the paradise where, in from whichever gate he wants, because he will be a rich person of the day of judgment. So we should try to make good amal as much as we can. In Bukhari Sharif, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah, he quoted, "Anna amala bani Adam wa qawlahum yudan." It means on the day of judgment, only knowledge will not be weighed; it will be amal. So we have to transform our knowledge into actions. When it will be transferred into actions, then it will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be very particular about it. Just to know something is not sufficient. It's first step. Second step is that we should act upon it. That's why our mashayikh, they said, Al-ilmu bila amal ka shajari bila samar. A knowledge without actions is like a tree which is without a fruit. So we should try to make as much as good amal as we can. And we can make good amal in this world according to our own ambitions. When some person will die, he will long for the reward of one time subhanallah. That he could be able to make one time subhanallah, but he will not be able to do it. So our time has got a value. We should try to value our time, especially those students who feel that now we have completed our Daur-e Hadith. So they should concentrate on it, that now it is the time, whatever we learned, we should yet act upon it, right from the hairs of the head up to the toes of the feet. And the person who will make good amal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become his guardian. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. Salih person means a one who makes good amal. Then Allah becomes his guardian. And when Allah becomes his guardian, then he sets all of his issues in this world. Like for a child, father is the guardian. So father takes care of everything. The child is talking to another friend and he says, I am going for Umrah. He asks, have you booked the ticket? No. Have you got the visa? No. Do you know where you are going to stay? In Makkah Mukarrama? No. And in Medina Munawwara? No. Have you packed your baggage? No. Then he said, how you will be able to make your Umrah? The child, he smiled and he said, I am going with my father. So with one word, he replied all the questions. Because I am with my father, so my father is going to take care of everything. He is a guardian. Similarly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the guardian of some person, then Allah takes care of everything. So we should try to make good amal, so we become under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Bibi Maryam. She was pious and she was making a taqaf in the masjid and she wanted food. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him off-season fruits. In those times, it was a miracle to get off-season fruit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided her. That's why Zakariya alayhi salam, he was surprised. Kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab wajada indaha rizqa. Qala ya Maryam anna laki hadha. Qala thuwa min indilla. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So if you will make good amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide a sustenance from anywhere. And we will never be in short of anything, because Allah will be the provider. Now actually what happens, we make a mistake, we don't do good amal, we on the other side commit sins. And these sins, they close the door of barakah. The person who does not commit a sin, the doors of barakah are open. It has been mentioned in Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. So if we are, because we are mu'min, if we become muttaqi, then Allah is going to open the doors of barakah for us. So these doors can be opened just by making good amal. Our mashayikh, they used to do lot of amal. There was Shaykh, his name was Karz Rahmatullah Alayh, and he was 70 years of age. In the age of 70, he used to make 70 tawaf every day. So one tawaf means 2 rakat wajib tawaf. So 140 rakat nafal he had to pray. If we look on only these nawafil, I think for me it's very difficult to make 140 rakat every day. Even if it is a big night in Ramadan and we want to make some nawafil, 10 nawafil or maybe 20 nawafil. And then we are tired, we are exhausted. And I so many times talk to my friend that we are so weak, if we make 20 rakat, then during namaz we want to say Same Allah and we say Uy Allah. because we are tired. So we are so weak. But he used to make 70 tawaf in the age of 70 years. I saw one of my teacher, I learned Quran from him in my childhood. He used to make recitation of one Quran every day. It was a norm of his life. Every day after Fajr, he used to start from Alhamdulillah. And almost every day at Asr time, before sunset, he used to say, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. One khatam every day. And it was not that he is very tensed person and he is busy person and no one should talk to him. No, it was normal. If any student wants to come, he used to talk. So he used to just talk to him and again take a start. He was reading all the time. We could see his lips always moving as if he is reciting Quran. So if this person on the day of judgment will come up with one Quran recitation every day, Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh, he told about himself that once he travelled from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, and because he travelled on camel, it took him 16 days to come from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. He said, in 16 days I completed Quran-e-Majeed recitation 16 times. So he completed 16 times the recitation of Quran. And he was in the journey. We go sometimes for Umrah, and we spend 15 days in air-conditioned hotels and rooms, and we do not complete maybe one Quran in this trip. So many people come without completing one Quran. So we are very weak. We should try to make as much good amal as we can. Imam Azam Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to complete recitation of Quran 63 times in Ramadan. One Quran in the day, one Quran in the night, so 60 Quran and 3 Qurans in Taraweeh. So 63 Quran. Now some students will maybe think that it's too fast to read one Quran. For Hafiz, it's allowed. A person who is just reciting and he is not an alim, not an Hafiz, he should try to recite slowly. He can recite within 3 days. But for the Hafiz, there is no limitation at all. Even the Sahaba, they used to recite Quran in a part of the day. So we should try to make amal as much as we can. Hazrat Iqdas Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, he had such a busy schedule that he said that there was no difference in my schedule in between Ramadan and Ghair Ramadan. So I used to stay all the year as if every month is a month of Ramadan. So our mashayikh used to be so much busy. One of our shaykh, Hazrat Qureshi Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote in his book that I used to do 80,000 times zikr of Ismi Zat every day. 80,000 times, subhanallah. Just 2 weeks back, I was at home in my own madrasa. So after Salatul Jummah, people came to just shake hands, make salam. So one person came and he had his son 7 years old. And he said, Hazrat, my son is 7 years old and he has so much love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he recites 50,000 times Durood Sharif every day. I was just looking at his face. Oh Allah, such a boy, 7 years of age, but he is reciting 50,000 Durood Sharif every day. And then I met one youngster. He was a teenager. He was 13 years old. So he came to me and told about his asbaq. I asked him a question. Do you pray tahajjud? 13 year age, very young. So he smiled and he said, Hazrat, I can tell you that in last 6 months I have never made my tahajjud qaza. A 13 year old young boy, if he can guarantee and he can say that in last 6 months my tahajjud has never been qaza, it means there are still people in this world who are making good and good amal. So we should also try to make as much as we can. One of a very famous qurra in our country, Hazrat Qari Rahim Bakhsh Rahmatullah Alayh, once he went for Umrah and he narrated that I stayed 1 month in Haram. And he said that I prayed every namaz, every prayer behind the Imam in the first time with Takbir-e-Ula. I stayed 1 month and every salat I made behind the Imam in first saf with Takbir-e-Ula. When I listened, I was surprised. Maybe we go for Umrah and we are unable to make one namaz in the first saf. And if you are successful in making in first saf behind the Imam, it's not possible for us. And he was making every namaz behind the Imam in first saf with Takbir-e-Ula. So this was the ibadat of our mashayikh. They used to worship so much. They used to make good amal. This was the basic thing which made them maqbool among the people. And made them maqbool in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they used to even spare their time. And they used to spend their time so wisely so that to make more good amal in the shortest period of time. Hazrat Ikhlas, Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi, he has quoted in one of his books that someone saw Jurjani rahmatullah alayhi, he was taking oatmeal dry. He was eating it dry. So he said, Hazrat, you can mix it with water and with some sweets and then you can eat it. It will be tasty. He said, yes, I made an experiment like this, but if I made with water and sweet, then it takes more time. And the more time is so much that I can make 70 times Subhanallah. So since last 20 years of my life, I have been eating dry oatmeal, and the time which I save, I every day make 70 times Subhanallah in that. They used to save their time in eating and drinking. Subhanallah. They valued their time, that our time is really valuable. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, once he was sick, so the physician who checked him, he said, looks like that he has never taken proper meal. So when Imam Bukhari rahmatullah was asked, he replied, yes, since last so many years, I am surviving only 10 grains of nuts that I eat every day. And that's my food. So 10 nuts every day. And he survived on it. He ate so little and saved time, and he was able to write, mashallah, Bukhari Sharif. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, he wrote Riyadus Salihin, and it is mentioned in his life biography that he used to take one meal in 24 hours. He used to say, eating food takes lot of time, I don't have time. So he used to save time like this and make good amal in that time. It's not that common person they do it. Even those people who were very busy in their lives, like the kings of the time, they used to do good amal. Harun Rashid was a king of the time, but he used to make 200 rakat salatul tahajjud every night. When I first read it, I read it twice. Is it 20 rakat or is it 200 rakat? But it was written 200 rakat, and I was surprised. Then I said, I will verify it. I verified it from another book. So it was written that 200 was the lowest amount, otherwise he used to make even more than that. And then Mahmud Ghaznavi, he was king of the time, and he used to make 5,000 times Durood Sharif every night. King of the time, making 5,000 Durood Sharif every night. And it has been written that Hazrat Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiar Kaki Rahmatullah Alayh, a very big shaykh, he has been buried in Delhi, and there is a minaret called Qutb Minar. I got the chance to go there. So when he died, because he was the shaykh of the king, Mughal king, so lot of people wanted to make his funeral prayer. So the body was brought to a very big ground, and it was filled with the people. People could see that there were people and people everywhere. So they were surprised. So many people showed up to make their funeral prayer. So when the body was brought there, then one person, he made an announcement that Hazrat made me wasiya, and he said that my funeral prayer can lead a person who has got few qualities. So people listened. He said, the person who has never put his bad glance on the face of ghair mahram, the glance of lust on the face of ghair mahram, who has never committed this sin, he can lead my funeral prayer. And second one, the person who has never missed his tahajjud prayer in his life. And the third condition, the person is so pious that he has never missed his takbir-e-ula of farz prayer. And number four, the person is so pious that he has never missed 4 rakat sunnah of Salatul Asr, which is optional, but he offers it. So these 4 conditions, truly speaking, we are failed if we are examined on these 4 points. So many times we missed our tahajjud, we are in journey, we are sick, we are this and that. And so many times we missed our takbir-e-ula. And asr prayer, very few people they make it, and they make it rarely. But this person who made all these amal regularly, so when the announcement made, there was a pin drop silence. People were surprised, who is going to lead the prayer? But then after 2-3 minutes, one person, he stepped forward and he came near the dead body of the Shaykh, and he was crying and said, Hazrat, you died, but you opened my secret in front of the people. Then he made announcement that I swear in the name of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me all these 4 qualities. So I am going to lead the funeral prayer. People watched his face. He was Sultan Al-Tamash, king of his time. So if the king of the time can lead such a pious life, so on the day of judgment, we will have an excuse, O Allah, we were alim, we were student, but we were lazy in making nawafil, we were lazy in making tahajjud, we were lazy in recitation of Quran. I don't think that there will be any excuse which will be accepted. So we should try to make amal as much as we can. One point, that we should try to make amal which are in quantity small, but they have lot of ajr. Because tulaba ulama, they have the knowledge. So they know that which amal is physically small, but its reward is very much. For example, in Bukhari Sharif, it has been quoted that the person who makes Durood Sharif 80 times after Salatul Jummah, after Asr on the Jummah day, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadan in Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. So if we will make 80 times Durood Sharif after Asr, before standing up from his place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive sins of 80 years of his life. So 80 times recitation and the sins of the whole life will be forgiven. So this type of amal, which are easy to do, but they are really very valuable and Allah gives lot of reward on them. Similarly, there is a Durood Sharif, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah, he quoted it in Fazail al-Durood, that Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin ma huwa ahluhu. He said that this is such a precious Durood Sharif, at aba sab'ina malakan alfa sabahin. A person who recites it once, then its reward is written by 70 angels and it takes them 1000 days to complete the reward. Subhanallah, one time you write it and 1000 days the malaika are busy in writing the reward of that. Similarly, it has been mentioned that Subhanallah nisful mizan walhamdulillah tamla'uhu, and if you say Alhamdulillah, then the whole mizan will be filled with the ajr. So because tulaba they know, so they should try to make amal, those amal which are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalimatan habibatan ila rahman, it means Allah loves them. So we should make those amal which are more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to make these amal not 1 year or 1 month, no, throughout our life. Wa'abud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, till our last moment of life, till our death. Our mashayikh, they used to make amal till the last moment of life. Imam Yusuf, Abu Yusuf rahmatullah, he was with his students and it was last moments of life. So he asked the students, can you give me the answer that ramiya jimar, the stones which we strike the devil during Hajj, this ramiya jimar is better to do walking by foot or riding the ride camel? So some of the students, they reply, Hazrat, it is afzal if we do it mashiyan, walking. And other said, no, it's afzal if it is done raakiban. Other said, no. No, on the first he said no, in the second he said no. Then they asked, Hazrat, you tell us. He said that in first two jamarat, mashiyan it is afzal. And on third one, because you have to go and don't make dua, so raakiban it will be afzal. So students, they were satisfied with the answer. And then they said, okay, it's time for salat, we are going to the masjid. Hazrat said, go. So when they turned their faces, wanted to go towards their masjid, so then they listened the voice, La ilaha illallah. When they turned back, they found Hazrat Sahib, he died. So Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, he was busy in masail even on the last moment of his life. Hazrat Mufti Habibur Rahman rahmatullah alayh of Deoband, when he died, so people saw him, one istifta, one piece of paper where someone wrote question, it was just lying on his chest. So he was reading it, and during his year, he died. Last moment of life, they were busy in ilm and busy in amal. And very famous story, Imam Abu Durra rahmatullah alayh, one of the rawat of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, a big muhaddith, who was min al-rijal al-hadith, he said that he remembered 100,000 ahadith as people they remember Surah Fatiha. He remembers it like this. So he was on his bed, he was sick. The students, they found that the condition is going to be so bad that maybe he will die within few minutes. Now, the people who are around some sick person, they are advised to make him talqeen. Talqeen means that make him remember kalima la ilaha illallah. So the students wanted that we should make talqeen. So then they said, how we can do? We are students, he is our teacher. But on the other side, it was important. So on one side there was adab, and on other side it was important. So then they decided, okay, let us recite the hadith in which it has been mentioned that we should remind the person. So then they started narrating the hadith. When they took the name of 2-3 narrators, Imam Abu Zurra rahmatullah, he picked up that they wanted to recite this hadith. Then he started reciting himself. And he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ كَانَ آخِرُ كَلَامِهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He recited up to this word and he died practically and entered into the Jannah. So this was the situation of our mashayikh. They used to make amal till the last moment of their life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do good amal all the time, as much as we can, day and night. It has been mentioned in Quran that Nuh alayhi salam, he said, Rabbi inni, da'autu qawmi laylan wa nahara. So we have to make amal in the day and in the night, both. There is no difference in between day and night. We feel there is a difference, but mashayikh, they work in the night as if they work in the day. Imam Azam Bonifa rahmatullah alayh, for 40 years of his life, he used to make the Fajr Salat with the wudu of Isha Salat. So throughout night he was busy. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, it was written about him that once he came out of the masjid after making Salatul Isha. So one person, he asked a question from him about a hadith. So he started giving him takreer on the hadith. And both were standing there, there was Azan-e-Fajr. So whole night they kept standing, talking about hadith, and the night was spent. Sayyidah Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, once she made 2 rakat nafal after Isha. But it was such a feeling, good feeling, that she enjoyed reciting the Quran. So she kept on recitation of Quran, kept on reciting, until when she made salam, she found out that it's very little time in salatul, in azan of fajr. So then he started making dua, oh Allah, I just made 2 rakat, your night is so short that the whole night has been spent. So they used to spend their night time like this. So we should try to make amal in the day and in the night. And those students who make good amal, they get really the noor of the knowledge. One important point, you can get knowledge from 2 ways. Number one, if you have a good brain, you can get knowledge. But you will get the knowledge of the words, not the noor of the knowledge. You cannot get it only by your brain. This you can get by taqwa, by amal. Wattaqullah wayuallimukumullah. If you will be muttaqi, then Allah will bless you with the knowledge, and that knowledge will be knowledge with the noor. So whenever you will get the noor of the knowledge, then you will be able to act upon it. Why we don't act upon our knowledge? Because we have only information. We don't have the knowledge. Information is different. Knowledge is different. So many people, they are kuffar, but they study about Islam, and they have so much information about Islam. That is not called knowledge, what they have. They have information about Islam. Now we have to decide whether we have information about Islam or we have the knowledge of Islam. If we have the knowledge of Islam, then we will be acting upon it. Because whenever the nur of knowledge is given to some person, he cannot stay without acting upon it. I got the chance to sit in the company of Hazrat Mufti Mohammad Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh, Mufti Azam Pakistan. So he asked the question from the people who were present there, what is knowledge? Someone said, to know something. Someone replied, the marfat of something. He kept quiet. So after some time, people said, Hazrat, please tell us, what is knowledge? Then Hazrat explained, he defined the knowledge. He said that knowledge is a noor. When it enters inside your heart, you cannot stay without acting upon it. If it is the situation, it is knowledge. If it is not, then it is information. So maybe we have lot of information about knowledge. And on the day of judgment, information will not be weighed. أَنَّ أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمَ وَقَوْلَهُمْ يُوزَنَ So we should try to transform our knowledge into our amal, good amal. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayh, he had a signboard in his room and it was written on that, دنیا کے لیے اتنی محنت کرو جتنا یہاں رہنا ہے دنیا کے لیے اتنی محنت کرو جتنا یہاں رہنا ہے آخرت کے لیے اتنی محنت کرو جتنا وہاں رہنا ہے گناہ اتنا کرو جتنا عذاب سہنے کی طاقت ہے اور اللہ کی رضا کے لیے اتنی محنت کرو جتنا تم اللہ کے محتاج ہو اور صرف اس ذات سے مانگو جو کسی کی محتاج نہیں یعنی اللہ سے مانگو So beautiful advices they were written on that paper And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made promise with those people who make good amal that he will give them domination in this world and respect in this world وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ So that promise is only with those people who make good amal. The signs of a person who is a real alim, they are four. Number one, that his heart will be filled with the hope and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one sign. Second sign, that his tongue will always be busy in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be speaking about deen, speaking about ahadith, tafsir, and he will be speaking about the advices. So his tongue will be always busy in this thing. And then his eyes will be filled with haya. And number four, that his heart will be empty from the enjoyment of these worlds. He will have no zeal for the enjoyment of these worlds. So if these four signs are there, it means the alim is a true alim and he has lot of respect in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu, One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked a question that, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to be the best worshipper. Main sabse zyada ibadat guzar banna chahta hoon. This was the wish of the sahaba. Subhanallah. Aaj ke daur ke bande hote, to they used to say, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a billionaire. I want to be a famous figure. So these are the bad ambitions of this time. But Sahaba Ranam used to have such a good ambitions in their heart that he asked the question, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to be the best worshipper. Then Rasulullah replied that, اتق المحارم تكن عابد الناس that you should protect yourself from sins, you will become the best worshipper in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on one side we should try to make more and more good amal, and on the other side we should refrain from sin so that our amal should be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say, afzalu zikr zikrullah indama harram Allah, that the best zikr is the zikr what you do at the time when something haram is presented in front of you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make good amal. Neki purani nahi hogi, guna bhulaya nahi jayega. Neki purani nahi hogi, guna bhulaya nahi jayega. Badla dene wala parvardigar kabhi fina nahi hoga. Ab hum jo chahe kar lein. Hazrat Majzub rahmatullah ne farmaya, tu ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se dil lagaye ja, qudrat e zul jalal mein kya nahi gidgidaye ja, baith rahega yun agar kaam ke kya rahenge par, gona nikal sake magar pinjre mein phad phadaye ja, khole wo ya na khole dar, is pe ho kyun teri nazar, tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja. So we should try to do whatever we can. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us successful in this world and in the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'awana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، لا مانع لما أعطى ولا معطي لما منع، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وإمام المتقين، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم وإياي بتقوى الله، فإنها هي أساس الخير ومصدر الصلاح. أما بعد، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. عباد الله، إن من أكبر نعم الرب على أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أن هداهم لهذا الدين الحنيف وجعلهم أمة وسطا في جميع الأمور، فلله الحمد والمنة. فدين الإسلام دين فضائل كريمة وشمائل حميدة وأخلاق نبيلة. وأهمية الشيء في هذا الدين بعد الإيمان بالله والتوحيد الصحيح والعقيدة السليمة هي العبادات من الصلاة والصوم والزكاة والحج، وكذلك تلاوة القرآن وذكر الله تعالى والدعاء والإنابة إلى الله عز وجل. فأولا نحتاج إلى المواظبة بالعبادات المذكورة، وثانيا نحتاج إلى الروح في عباداتنا. لا نحتاج إلى مجرد الأعمال الظاهرة، بل نحتاج إلى الحياة والروح في عباداتنا. فحينما نحاول ونجتهد للحياة والروح في أعمالنا وعباداتنا، فسوف نصل إلى الله سبحانه ونقرب إليه جل وعلا. والحقيقة أننا خلقنا لهذا، أي لنعبد الله حق عبادته، وبذلك نقرب إليه. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، أي ليعرفون. وقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: يقول الله تعالى: وما زال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه، فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به، وبصره الذي يبصر به، ويده الذي يبطش بها، ورجله الذي يمشي بها، وإن سألني أعطيته، ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه. ويقول الله تعالى في حديث قدسي آخر: وإن تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت منه ذراعا، وإن تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت إليه باعا، وإن أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة. فبالعبادات أي يا عباد الله يكون الرجل عبد، يعني يكون عبد الله جل جلاله. والعبد ليس له الخيار في شيء، إنما يعمل ويفعل ويمشي كما يأمره ربه. فللإنسان أن يكون مثل هذا في العبدية، لا يكون له الاختيار إلا أمر الله جل جلاله. ولكن بالأسف نسجد رؤوسنا أمام الله للسنين، ولكن ما سلمنا عقولنا لله. اعلموا أيها العباد، لو نصحح نياتنا ونحصل على معرفة الله عز وجل، يكون حياتنا كله في عبادة الله سبحانه، وفقنا الله لذلك. أيها السادة الأحباء، ويأتي هذا في قلوبنا وأنفسنا بصحبة المشائخ الصالحين والعلماء الربانيين. وفقني الله وإياكم، وجعلني الله وإياكم بمنه وكرمه من الصالحين المتقين الربانيين، آمين يا رب العالمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا، وبالوالدين إحسانا، وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم، إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا. اللهم بارك لنا في القرآن العظيم، وانفعنا بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يخشاك ولا يرحمنا. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولجميع المؤمنين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أحمده سبحانه وأشكره، وأتوب إليه وأستغفروه، إله الأولين والآخرين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعلى أصحابه أجمعين، والتابعين لهم ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأوصيكم أيها الناس ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. اتقوه حق تقاته، اتقوه ما استطعتم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ألا تصلوا وسلموا على خير البشر، فقد أمركم ربكم بذلك. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وارض اللهم عن سيدنا أبي بكر رضي الله عنه وسيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه وسيدنا عثمان رضي الله عنه وسيدنا علي رضي الله عنه. ونسألك اللهم الرضوان لسائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Straighten the safs. The side wings of the masjid are also part of the masjid itself. So those brothers who are in the back of the masjid behind the glass doors should kindly come to the right and to the left, so you will be inside the masjid. Children should remain behind the glass doors outside the masjid. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتوفنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. سبحان ربي. ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Put three important announcements. One is inshallah after the remaining sunnah salah, meals will be served. Humble request for all our mihman, our guests, to proceed to the students' hall where the meals will be served. It's on the extreme left of the madrasa. Inshallah some students will direct their brothers for the meals. Then inshallah after the asr salah and after the isha salah programs will continue. We humbly request all the brothers to participate. A special note, after the asr salah is for the student, is a student's program. Special advices will be given to them. And Asr Salah today will be at 4 o'clock, the Adhan, quarter past 4 will be the Salah. Isha Salah also will be changed today, 7 o'clock will be the Adhan and quarter past 7 will be the Jamaat. And thirdly, the humble request, Hazrat Maulana Zulfikar Sahib, down barakatuhum, inshallah he is flying out today, he is leaving later in the afternoon. So humble request for him to pass, he is going out now, he is in a hurry. So humble request for the brothers not to inconvenience him and stop him and to allow him to pass out. Jazakallah.